Log Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Genevieve. Welcome to Genevieve's Gems. And how are you today? I hope your day has been going well. This is a program that brings you God's work from the trans and the queer perspective. And we have an interesting lesson study today. First, I'd like to pray. And Lord, we just give thanks to you today. Father, I just pray, Lord, the words about to speak, Lord, with somebody's heart. And we give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of today's lesson, Maggie, is Ask, Search, Knock. And this is taken from Matthew chapter 7, and I'll read from verses 7 to 12, 7 to 11. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 11, and I'm reading from the New International Version. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find it. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will he give you then? Though you are even know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Now it's simple, you know, you look at it, it's simple enough. Ask God for anything, and he'll give it to you. As Christians, we shouldn't be fearful of coming to God for our requests. We shouldn't be intimidated by God to come for our requests. After he encourages us to ask, you know, come to him, you know, whatever our needs are. If you don't ask for something, it's a sure thing you won't receive it. And, you know, God desires to be, he desires to be in our presence. So you can come to him at any time of the day, night, whatever. Ask. And you will find. I mean, you have to seek, you know, seek God's word, seek him out. And you'll find. Knock on the door and then you open to you. Then we have to find something. You have to go out and look for it. Now you lose something. You lose something in the house. You have to go out and go and look for it. I'm reminded of the man who had 99 feet. He had feet, but he had one feet that was lost, so he left the other 99 to look for the other one. And the woman who had lost something in her house, and she found it, and she had told her neighbors that she found him. He asked him to rejoice that she found what she was looking for. Now knocking the door will be open. You know, you keep knocking on that door, and when you knock on the door, somebody's bound to answer. And you see three things here. Ask, seek, knock. And God desires to give us things. He desires to give us things that we need. You know, remember, God doesn't give us our wants, he gives us our needs. You know, we all want the best for everyone. You know, we want, you know, those of you who have children, you know, you want the best for your children, so you do. You give them the best, you know. You know, if my, you know, If somebody asks for bread, would you give them a rock? No. Or if you ask for a fish, would you give them a snake? Of course not. No, God wants to give us things. He wants to give us the best that he has. We go to James chapter 1. Then we go to verse 5. Let me find it here. Yes. Verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God. He gives generously to all without fault, and it will be given to him. Throw it away, I think, the way the political climate is these days. Wisdom, Lord, I just pray that someone asks for God's wisdom in a multitude of problems. Most of the issues the country is facing. Oh, that would be wonderful if we had better women playing, seeking God's wisdom, not only here in this country, but all over the world, and see what a difference they'll make. See that God wants the best for everyone. You know, when God sees it, it doesn't matter. If you're Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter what race you are, doesn't matter what country you're from. You know, once we see God, God will give out his best. We just have to come to him humbly. I just look now, all the time Jesus prayed during his ministry. Prayer was a big, significant part of his ministry. He prayed for the people. He prayed for his disciples because he knew what the journey was going to be after he was crucified, resurrected, and brought into heaven. He knew that. And all through the centuries, men and women prayed for their families, pray for their country, pray for the world. As a trans person, I ask God, this is just something of passing fancy, or this is part of his plan for me. It turned out to be a plan for me. That is his plan for my life. I had to search. I had to keep going. I had to figure things out, keep looking at things. I had to knock on a lot of doors. I had to ask people about different things. I had to ask God. And one thing about God is he never shuts anybody out. When a person comes to God with a humble heart, God will listen to that. God will never turn away a contrite spirit. My desire is to see, I would love to see more my trans friends know that God loves them. God accepts them as they are. Taking it from that perspective, God says that whoever knocks, whoever asks to come, God doesn't ask if you have to be this or you have to be that. No, you ask God, and he'll give it to you. Search. And if you're seeking, God will lead the way for you. And if you knock on the door, and God will give you the things that you need. One thing about God is you don't have to have credentials. You don't have to be part of a particular group. You don't have to be this. You don't have to have money or anything. It's just thing requested. You ask in prayer. That's what prayer is about. I'm not asking and you see me, and then you knock on the door. Quite simple, right? Yes, it's quite simple. But why should God make something difficult? Why should God make something difficult if he wants to give you the best? And that's why we pray. That's why we keep seeking God. Some of the most cherished moments I've had with him out there asking God and seeking God. This is particularly true of my early in my transition. Because I didn't know where this was going to lead. I didn't know what was going to happen. But I kept asking, praying to God, asking God. And God gave me guidance. Kept knocking on them, you know, help. You know, people who came along and encouraged me. People who came along and helped me. You know, and I thank God for that. And this is God's invitation. All is open. It's always been open. You know, God never shuts the door. God doesn't close the door, slam it in your face. You know, he's open to, you know, if you're crying, if you're crying, if you need something, if you seek his wisdom, he'll open. You know, he's open, the door is always open. I mentioned earlier that God will never turn away a contrite heart. And he's, one thing about God, he's a passionate God. He's very passionate about people, about those who ask. You have something you gotta ask for. Seek him out. You know, knock on the door. He'll answer. He will definitely answer. And this is generally even. I hope this lesson has helped somebody. And I just pray that this week, Lord, God will answer whatever prayers that you have and that you'll be encouraged. Any doors that are open to you. This is Jenny, and I look forward to getting together with you in our next episode. Thank you. God bless you.